Start the clock. Dan Cook now has 3 minutes to geek out on something. And you get to text in with a vote on whether it's halfway interesting or if the topic should never again be brought up in public. Again.
Nerd alert!
Let's set things up for this edition of Dan Geeks Out.
And Dan Geeks Out is a participatory chance for you to either give Dan the green light or give Dan the gong. We have both sound effects ready for your entertainment. Now, to make this work, you have to text or comment on YouTube, Facebook, or X, wherever you're live streaming the show. Gong it or green light. I do not know what the topic.
Green light it. Green.
You think this is going to be, you believe?
I don't.
You're going to get a lot
I think,
of green?
Well, of course, I always think they're terribly interesting, so I think they should all be green lighted.
As always, you start with Darusha gong. I'm just assuming.
You don't even know the topic. You just know me, and therefore the gong.
Well, the people want to come to your defense.
They usually do.
Because they love you.
Once in a while, they don't.
If they gong it, it's you already have one gong, and we haven't even started.
We haven't even started yet. Come on, man.
All right, I like it. Dan? All right,
should we hit the timer?
Sure.
Okay, I got 3 minutes starting now. I was considering the nature of light last night, Jason. Don't gong me. Don't do it. Don't do it. Right. I saw you twitching. Right. Don't do it. I'll tell you why. Because all this smoky haze, it's terrible. It's awful. I hate breathing it in. But did you see the moon last night? It does a number on the moon. It's really, really cool looking. I mean, it sucks to have to be outside and you know, breathe all this stuff in to see it. But if you get a chance to see it tonight, what happens is it turns yellow, orange, and red as it sinks lower towards the horizon. And I thought, I wonder how many people actually know why it does that. I'll tell you why. Because our atmosphere in general scatters, the chemicals in our atmosphere scatter blue light. That's why the sky is blue during the day.
Okay.
So as the sun sets, it goes from the big white disc in the sky. Don't look directly at it, please. Just trust me. It's white when it's up high. But as it sinks, it goes yellow, orange, and red with the sunset, right?
Okay.
Well, the particulates that are in this wildfire smoke do much the same thing. So as the moon is setting towards the horizon, not only are you looking through more atmosphere, which wants to discolor it, but now you're looking through all this wildfire smoke as well. So remember your rainbow, right? Roy G. Biv.
Yeah.
So when the G-Biv gets scattered by atmosphere or all of this wildfire smoke, it takes all of that blue and the indigo and the violet out of it, which leaves what? The Roy, the red, yellow, and orange. So that's where you have this turning, you know, again, as the moon is up high, it's more of this dull yellowish color. But as it sinks towards the horizon, it goes through an orangish phase, and then it gets deep red right before it dips below the horizon.
Two dings coming in.
All right.
And 651-461-9226. Keep it coming.
Brenda on Facebook says the moon was awesome last night. Yeah, it's tough to see through the wildfire haze. And last night we were fighting clouds, too. That was kind of a bummer. But when it popped out from the clouds, man, it was really, really cool looking, you know, as long as you could breathe well enough to actually see it. But it's the way that that light scatters. And again, it explains the sunset colors. It explains anything. You know, stargazing in general, you want to get stuff when it's up high because there's less atmosphere to look through and therefore less distortion of the light that's reaching your eye. But now you have the moon is already low to the horizon in this particular cycle, but then you throw in all this wildfire smoke.
It's not looking
they're coming
good.
For me now. Pitchforks and torches.
Mark on Facebook, a gong. Annie on YouTube, a ding.
All right.
Lethal's gonging you.
Yeah, well. It's just, I you know, we're at 2 minutes and 40 seconds, so I'm almost out of time here. But I just, it looks so, so cool. It's unfortunate the reason that it happens, but I think the reason, understanding the reason behind why is it doing this,
because
is
it is
super cool.
I will say it's unquestionably cool.
Thank you.
And it pains me.
I know. I can see the strain on your face. There's our 3 minutes. I can see the strain on your face to actually say that it is cool because
it is cool.
It is cool. If you want to know what I'm talking about, my Instagram, Dan Cook MN on Instagram. I posted a picture of it last night, and that'll show you actually a reverse picture. I could go into the optics of a telescope, too, if we want to geek out about that, but I don't think that maybe 3 minutes is good. I probably shouldn't push it. But you can see a picture, a telescope to put picture nice and close of the moon last night. It was something to see.
Is it this? Is this the picture we're talking about? This guy?
No, that's the sunset from two nights ago.
Well, how am I supposed to know? This one?
I don't know. I think the moon is pretty obviously what the moon is.
I don't know.
The other one is sun and sunset. I mean, I think those are pretty distinguishable myself, but maybe that's just me. Yeah, so this was more of a where it's yellowish turning to orange phase, and it got much, much darker than that last night as the moon again set towards the horizon, and therefore, again, more atmosphere to look through.
The score, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 green lights on the text
line. Let's just stop right there. That's a pretty good number, I think.
That may be our biggest green light.
It's cool, man.
It is cool.
Now go ahead and count the gongs.
It's not that. Honestly, it's only about five gongs. So,
all right.
You did it.
The people are with me.
Congratulations.
More moon talk to come.
I keep trying to get Dan to geek out about something that is truly terrible, like truly annoying. Like, let's get into IRS, tax code, section 462.3.
But I only want to geek out about stuff that I'm generally interested in. And,
I know, yeah. Dan doesn't want to do...
It's inauthentic if I try to geek out about something like that.
Right, but it might be funny.
For you.
Yeah. Isn't that what this is all about? Entertain me!
I'm the host.
Everyone out
entertain
there.
Me.
That's what I want.
No.
It's Friday. I would like to be entertained by you, by the people. That's what I want.
I think you were just entertained by that segment, and that's why you dinged it, which was the appropriate response. Thank you very much.
All right.
You're welcome.
It'll never happen again. It's 3:46. We are... on my sheet, I have two topics for the next segment, and they may be the same. Do you have a terrible boss, and what is happening with the Minnesota Twins? We'll talk about that in just a minute.